Talktainment Radio
Worldwide Sound.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We give you a reason to come.
The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Where you go, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with Wiggins World of Wellness, and I'm Stacy Wiggins, and this is radio the way it should be heard. Thanks for joining me. We are going to have a great conversation, a great journey today. Hopefully we can get it all in 1 hour. I was spawned by this thought topic several reasons. I had a dream, and that dream kind of reminded me of, a seminar I sat in well over 20 years ago, listening to this one guy speak. We'll get to that here in a minute. And in that seminar, actually, when I saw the videotape of it, I heard somebody in the background clearing their throat. And it's like, man, that's irritating. Good Lord. You know, they're clearing their throat continuously. And I'm like, wow. And I recognized it was me. And I started to see in myself how often I had to clear my throat. It was a habit. It was something that was subconscious, and every time you had a little tickle in your throat, you'd and many years down the road, I figured out the diet, the environment, I balanced out my life to where that didn't occur, or occurred at a much, much lower level. So that was an experience that was, like I said, recently got to my dream state. And then this one client asked me, because we were having a real deep conversation about trauma, about tissue damage, about the loss of function, basic tissue ability to relax, contract, to just be whatever it is, whether it's a muscle, a liver cell, or whatever. And so today I thought, wow, what better time and opportunity to help us take a deep dive in, go down the rabbit hole of why do I have issues in my tissues? Seriously, why do I have issues, which could mean tension, tightness, pain, even to the degree of imbalance of chemical or cellular, and have things like lumps, bumps, cancer? Why do I have issues in my tissues? So this is coming from the perspective of my work, well over 30 some odd years of doing massage therapy, 22 years alphabiotics, balancing the left and right brain hemisphere, creating a frequency balance throughout the whole body, not just addressing issues in the tissues. So this is what we're talking about today, is why do I have issues in the tissues, and how do I get them, and you know, what can we do about it? Give me some answers, some possible resolutions, or maybe even a step-by-step process of how do I develop healthier tissue, new tissue? Because something that most of us don't understand, or maybe we were told once or twice and we kind of like, yeah, whatever, is that we're continuously making cells, cellular regeneration, all the time, all throughout our lives, whether we're young or old. And we can take advantage of this regeneration by considering a few things. Are the stresses in my life so overwhelming that it is destroying my life? Or do I have a balance in my life by where when I am regenerating tissue, it's either equivalent or stronger than what the previous generation was? Why do I have issues in my tissues? So let's go to several examples that I have in a lot of my clients and in myself. Gee whiz. As a child, had a back injury. Landed on, we were playing, you know, yard side football, And those meters, the water meters, the steel water ground meter sticking up out of the ground, boom, landed right on it. My low back hurt like the dickens. You're young, you know, later on you just kind of shake it off kind of thing. And then we had a German Shepherd. I was cutting around the corner, you know, so we'd have her chase us. And she clipped my legs out from underneath me. I went up in the air and then, bam, flat, right flat on my back. And all the air went, and I could not breathe any air. So I've seen my life pass before me. I'm not able to breathe. I can't yell. I can't, all the air is out of my lungs. And then finally, some air was able to come in and some more air was able to come in. And whew, that was a traumatic incident. But yeah, you shake it off and you move on with life. And then, what was that about? Grade 6, 7, fifth maybe. I'll have to go back in my memory stronger. In the Glen Helen out in Yellow Springs, we're taking a nature walk. One of my favorite things, and my God, that's being exposed to the Glen or to any nature at a young age was one of the most profound exposures that I can remember having that get me in touch or had me develop the understanding of being in touch with nature, being a tree hugger. So while in this hike we were on, my neighbor, who's a little bit younger than me, was peering over the edge, and I pulled him back and I said, you know, you might fall over. Don't peer over the edge. I grab a small branch coming out of the ground and look over to see what he is looking at. Gone. All right on my back in the Glen Helen on a trail that was stone, had some stone trail. Now check this out. They carried me out of the Glen until I felt like I could walk. And there's a lot of stairs that I don't remember the stair count, but it's a huge amount of stairs. And I had the guy put me down and I kind of walked out and, you know, they called my parents and my mom came and picked me up and took me home. And check this out. Sat in a tub of hot water, which we now know is a no-no, because any fresh injury, you want to put ice. Because when you have an injury, you have the tissues have been damaged, destroyed, or somehow ruptured, which creates inflammation. And to add heat would be not beneficial. It'd be going the opposite way. So ideally, should have had ice. Didn't occur. So these injuries kind of started to bioaccumulate in my life. Stiff back, low back. And I remember it was maybe around 9th grade, 10th grade, my neighbor who moved in from California moved in next door. And he brought with him what was called a MA roller, M-A roller. And it was a wooden, I should have brought it today, it's a wooden dowel roller that has two specific lumps in between that where your spine goes, or to allow your spine to not be in contact. And I started to roll out on this roller about age 13, 14, 15. And so there began another connection of the tension that I've accumulated at such a young age, how tight I was, to the pain that I continuously had or the lack of mobility in my low back. So this is just my example. I have clients who've had multiple car wrecks. Actually, I have just heard the story that just made my jaw drop. One of my clients has, he said during high school, during the year and a half period in high school, he was in 6 automobile accidents. I'm like, oh my God, 6. And he said, yeah, 2 of them, ended me up in a hospital. I'm like, gee whiz, imagine. I can't imagine. You know, I've had a rear end. I've had, that was another accident I had to my low back. We forget these things. They just accumulate. We don't remember, but we forget these things. So his injuries, of course, were massive enough to put him in the hospital, low back damage, injury. Another client of mine played rough high school football. A lot of injuries, football, just compression, concussion all the time. So, you know, some people just fall out of trees. You don't have to have these high impact events in order to create these issues in your tissues. Now, here's what's going on. We take a break, or we relax, or we stop using that. Oh, we stop playing football, or we don't drive for a while and let things heal. But they truly don't fully heal. And thus begins that issue with the tissue, because in that lack of healing, you create scar tissue, a lack of flow. All right, so it's this lack of flow that, as a massage therapist that I started out in my work, just became a profound understanding. It became a profound observation that when flow was inhibited, disease, discourse would incur. And here's a perfect example. I love this because it keeps me cool during traffic. Now, when flow is inhibited, disease, discourse occurs. Okay, when you're driving, let's say you're a city and, you know, you have an 8-to-5 job or whatever, and you got to drive to work, you got to drive downtown. In this instance, you're like your own red blood cell who has a purpose, got to go downtown to work, to do this, to develop, to something, and then purpose done, return home. Well, a red blood cell in your body may have to go to the liver, supply the nutrients and vitamins that the liver needs, and take out toxins, go home. So we're kind of making the same comparison. You are, in a sense, part of a cellular makeup. And of course you are. So while you're on this highway going to downtown at 7:30 in the morning, it's a traffic jam, and everybody is kind of squeezing for spots, and you got diesels next to you just spewing out all those toxins, and like, oh dear God. So we're all jammed pack creating toxins, because at a cellular level, just the fact of being a cellular operation, you're going to create waste. You're going to create toxins. So here we are in the highway creating waste and toxins and not moving. And they call this a traffic jam. But if it occurs internally, we call it constipation. Same thing. I call it traffic constipation. So, oh my goodness, there's an accident. Okay, you have two cars pull off to the side. So now you have damage in this flow vessel, this highway, which is your blood vessels, trying to get to downtown to do your work. So these two cars pull over and exchange numbers, and maybe even an antioxidant has to come in, a policeman. Okay, kind of resolve the issue, dissolve the issue, and you move on. So it doesn't stay an issue, that incident, that traffic incident. Even though it upset people and the flow kind of had to shift or slow down, that one incident was not a perpetual load to your body. However, if you have a scar in your artery, vein, and the antioxidants come there, the cholesterol goes there and patches it up, yet, oh, there's another accident down the road, we can't finish with this, but we got to cover this, then you're continuously creating these insults to your tissues that don't have the ability or affordability to fully repair. So once again, these are issues in your tissues occurring, not even reoccurring, but just occurring right now. So let's say you have a two-lane accident. Oh, gee whiz, you look to the left, she's putting makeup on her, and you look to the right, and oh my goodness, this guy's playing tic-tac-toe on his phone, and you just, you're infuriated, you're fuming. So now you're creating inflammation and toxins, and so in this traffic jam, by not moving, that creates a problem. Same thing in our makeup. When we have a situation that jams tissue up, that jams the flow of nutrients in and toxins out, delivering the good news and taking out the trash, we have issues. So better demonstrated is, I love this example of the spine. Here we have a demonstration of all 33 discs. And at L543, there is a demonstrated red pushing out. So this would be what we call the disc being pushed, or a compressed disc. There's a couple names. They're not coming to me. But anyway, this is pushing on a nerve. And this nerve could be going to your sciatic notch or your sciatic part of your leg, or it could be going to your groin. It could be going to your bladder. Now you have to urinate more frequently because the nerve is being pinched. The flow is being inhibited. But you got to go to work the next day, and so you're sitting on it. Now, here's what happened when you had those six car accidents. You had a huge amount of stress, tension, and tightness, kind of just clank, 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 boom. So now you got this huge amount of tension and tightness that's unresolved. You're not doing Pilates, you know, you're not doing yoga or something. You've got to go back to work, and you're injured, and you're fighting with insurance companies and all these stresses that create more tension, not only in you mentally, but physically. So, boom, another stress, and you're not able to move. You start to walk funny. You start to look funny. You start to have structural problems. This is what we call degenerative disc disease, or DJD, where you've grinded. You've had the pressure of sitting for the 10, 20, 30 years that you've been at an architect or just been at an office, been at a chair, at a computer, at whatever it is, but you've sat down and locked in these muscles. These big major muscles are locked tight. No flow, no go. Little flow, little go. So these are creating more issues in your tissues because now your flexibility is really it's gone. You can't move. You can't dance. You just look like a stiff zombie kind of thing because everything is locked down tight. Here is the problem. Here's the big problem. It's unresolved injuries, traumas, and dramas, and your postural stress. And what I mean by postural stress is, 8 hours a day, I'm at my computer. 8 hours a day, I'm driving behind a big rig or a car. Or 10 hours a day, I got to do these things where my body is not freely moving. So you're creating more stress. We are designed to move, and boy, we don't do much of it nowadays. So we have a major problem with our lack of movement, which we just call tension, tightness, okay? Hugely demonstrated. This is one of the big reasons why I created the ball workout that addresses it so well. And we'll demonstrate more of that here in the near future. Core strength, flexibility, breathing in deep, all those great things. But along with the tension and tightness and the tissues that have issues from past traumas that are unresolved, you haven't fully recovered. Let's talk about what recovery feels like here in a second. You have toxins. Oh, my Lord. Yes, he's got to go down the toxin rabbit hole. Toxins are that which don't belong there. Simple as that. They don't belong there. And if they stay there for any period of time, they create damage, destruction, and ultimately death. Depends on the toxin. So removal of toxins would be removal of death, damage, and excessive stress. Excessive stress. So we have super tension, super toxins. I like to coin the word tensic, tension and toxins. And we don't have the time of day to go to sleep and recover. We don't sleep deeply is what I mean. We do not fully erase that stress that we accumulated throughout the day and start afresh, start new. That, my friends, is what recovery, full recovery feels like. Full recovery? Yes. Let's go here real quick. Full recovery would be, remember when you're a child and you played real hard that day and you were swinging and you did this and even bumped your knee and had a bruise, but you woke up the next day and the bruise was literally gone and all that play, your muscles were fresh? That's full recovery. As an adult, we don't have full recovery. Because remember that accident, remember that tension, that tightness that we had right here, right there. Well, we had another stress come by, and that happened right here. And so this is now interfering with your digestion, right here, probably digestion, maybe to your liver. But that wasn't enough because, oh my goodness, I had a bad night. I had to go stay at a hotel, and man, my neck got all crimped up, and man, this is killing me because I can't move my neck. So all these issues that we go about accumulating, tax season, Yeah, that kind of gets me right in the middle of the throat there. You know, you don't want to say what you have to say, but you pay your taxes. So all these tensions are not being resolved. You may not feel them all, but they all are creating a lack of flow, a lack of full optimal wellness, okay? So how do I resolve these tensions? Do I inject it with a little bit of cortisone? Nah, not really. You're not even addressing what it took to get here. That's how you resolve issues. Gee whiz, how did this happen? Over the years of tightness and tension, you've grown to compress your spine. So much so that as you age, you get shorter. Have you heard of that? Absolutely. People can lose up to a quarter inch, half inch. I've seen a person an inch and a quarter over a 15-year period. Injuries, accidents, not moving. They imploded on themselves. It was terrible to see. So let me start with this subtopic that the presenter 20 years ago was talking about. And it's so appropriate today. He's a profound speaker. He's, I think, from Canada, but he had that French accent. So when he went about speaking, it was real cute, really maybe sophisticated or whatever. And so I'm not going to try to be that French accent because I'll tear it up and it'll look ugly. But he went on the topic about expansion and contraction, one of universal or life's universal principles. I'm like, really? Have I heard of expansion, contraction being as one of the life's universal principles? I was like, no. So I sat in the audience, clearing my throat, and listened to his presentation. And he began talking about the life cycle, talking about how as children we are expanding, we are growing, we are learning, we are becoming more. We are in a growth cycle, in an expansion cycle. Then as we peak in age, we begin to compress. We begin to contract. We begin to get old. We don't move as much. We have more fears. We accumulate things that make us age. And I'm like, okay, I'm kind of buying it. And then he goes about talking about, well, let's look at just all of life cycles. You have daylight, nighttime. Daylight brings out the expansion, the heat, the light. Your eyes have to vasodilate, and so your body warms up. Then at nighttime, your pupils have to dilate. You get cold, you start to contract. So you get these opposing forces, day, night, cold, hot, expansion, contraction. I'm like, okay, yeah, this makes sense. All right. And he said, sex. I'm like, huh? What? Expansion, contraction. He says, well, think about it. You know, you get aroused, you get things moving, you start to expand. Woo! Things are done. Or as Dion Cole would say, well, that's it. Things contract. The duration, we'll see how long that matters. But life itself and nature itself is in a course or a rhythm of expansion and contraction. Not had the opportunity to do this, nor will I ever in my life, but giving birth. What do they ask for? How often are the contractions? Or you know, what is the timing between contractions? Because after the contraction is the relaxation. So it's very, very interesting to listen to his topic and start to take a deeper appreciation of, he said, respiration. You breathe in. What do you do when you breathe in? You inspire. So you bring in ideas. You bring in energy. You bring in prana. You bring in Jesus. You bring in whoever your higher thought process is. And what happens when you contract, when you exhale? You expire. You take out old information. You take out toxins. You take out carbon dioxide. You get rid of things. Inspiration, bring it in. Expiration, take it out. Expansion, contraction. I'm like, yeah, I'm all for that. And he said, your disc, your spinal cord, how does it get nutrition? Because there's no blood supply to it. There's nothing going on to get nutrition to your disc. So how does that work? And we're like, I don't know. It's a good question. He said, expansion, contraction. It's through the walking, it's through the daily activities in our lives that when we contract, expand, that our disc gets nourished. That you get the nutrients in that need to go in, and you take out the old used toxins and the old used cells. So this is how you regenerate tissue, is through this contraction, expansion. What's the TENS unit do? It's an electrical little thing you put on muscles, and it stimulates the muscle to contract and then relax. It stimulates the muscle to contract and then relax. Why? Because it's a life principle. Contraction, relaxation, contraction, relax. When you get a heart attack, what's happening? Heart attack. The attack? What does that mean? It's contracted. Oh, my God, it's contracted. What happens if you get to the hospital soon enough? Part of the things is they give you magnesium. What does that do? Ever taken a magnesium bath, an Epsom salts bath? It relaxes the muscles. So you have calcium that contracts muscles, magnesium that relaxes muscles. When you're in balance, 2-to-1 ratio, oh, my goodness, you can use your muscles. You can contract real hard and strong, and you can relax, fully elongate the muscle. So thus you're using the full range of motion. Thus you're using a lot less energy because the muscle is not contracted all the time. And there lies the inability to fully heal, is because you're in a contracted state all of the time. You're tight in the neck, you're tight in the hips, you're tight in the back, you're tight in the mind. You're in a contracted state all the time. Matter of fact, you're barely breathing. You're breathing just enough to get by on life, not to breathe in and to bring in the life force energy and to bring in more fresh thoughts, more ideas. You're just breathing just to get by. Who else talks about breathing? Very few people, because you can't sell it. You can't bottle up and say, hey, $1.99, buy it. But it's truly the answer. It's truly among the most basic, foundational, fundamental answers to getting an optimal life, towards living in an optimal way. It's just breathing. There lies your expansion, your contraction. Oh, my goodness. It's that simple. It is that simple. Peristaltic action. Do you know even know what that means? Peristaltic action. It means every time you swallow, these muscles, if you swallow food, they contract, relax, contract, relax, contract, relax. That's how food gets down into your digestive system. If it was just an empty, relaxed pipe, you could just lean over forward and it all come back out. That wouldn't be nice. But you have these muscles, the sphincter muscle. Who knows what that muscle is? Kind of like on the opposite end here. Well, contract, relax, contract, relax. If, in fact, your digestive system throughout the whole 27 feet is not in some type of rhythm, is not in some type of contracting relaxation, then you have what we call constipation. Or if it's out of balance and contracting and relaxing too fast, then that's another problem. So life has rhythm. And we get stuck. We get stuck in a non-rhythmic pattern. So it's all about contraction, all about relaxation. And that made sense to me because as a massage therapist and as I was doing body work, I work on people who are just really contracted, really, really just jammed tight. And every time that the muscle relaxed, guess what? The results occurred. The pain went away. The range of motion increased. The freedom for the muscle to be and act as it should existed. It was that simple. Oh, my goodness. It is. This is why flexibility is one of the key reasons that life makes it fantastic. I'll expand more on the other half hour here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com to your app or cell or tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. More up on Wiggins World of Wellness on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Just holler. Come on and holler at. When you gonna holler at?
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
The big vote. All votes count, and we're counting on you. Join Blacks in Government and the Federally Employed Women for the 3rd Annual Local Candidates Forum, Saturday, October the 19th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the St. Dominic's Parish at 453 North 20th Street. That's behind the church. Moderators are S. Yolanda Robinson and Kahari Inahari.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
I've got the water, energy bars, and camera. I think we're set for the hike.
Almost. We need to protect our skin. Don't forget your wide-brimmed hat and sunscreen.
All right. I've got the hat. I've got SPF 30. Will that work?
Yeah, anything 15 or higher is good. Just make sure it says broad spectrum.
Great. Got it. I am not getting burned again. Let's go.
Learn more at cdc.gov/cancer.
Humpty Dumpty got stoned on a wall. Lost his balance and had a great fall. All of his doctors and all his sad friends couldn't put Humpty together again.
Do you know what your kids know about drugs? Need help? Get help. Visit our website at drugfree.org. A message from the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inahara, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
TalkTamerRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTamerRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. And this is Stacey Wiggins on Wiggins World of Wellness. And I tell you what, we're having a heck of a topic here today because hopefully you are able to break down a better understanding of why we have issues in our tissues, why we have pain, what chronic tension, yes, chronic tension, haven't mentioned that, what it's all about, why and how do we accumulate chronic tension? I mean, come on, let's break it down. Because if you can't figure it out, you literally can't get rid of it. It's like that. And it's there for our understanding. It's there for our learning. So let's go into a physiology explanation of what happens when you have an injury. When you have a hit to the muscles or a break to the bone, whatever physical trauma that occurs to the body, a rear end, a tightening of the muscles. So to the degree of the trauma will be the degree of the damage. Of course, that's the easy one. But if it is not resolved, even light damage can result in a heavier expression or a heavier problem down the road. Here's what I mean. If you get stub your toe, okay? Oh, you hurt your toe and doggone it, you can't walk on your foot the same way because you really hurt your toe. And so by walking different on your foot, you actually start to tighten up the opposite hip. This is a compensatory pattern of, you know, an injury. So that injury, previous to that injury, your hip was fine. Now after you injured it and you're walking funny, your hip is an issue. So we have the downstream effect of issues, let alone the issue itself. Also, we have the opposing muscle groups. This is getting real deep real fast. When it comes to massage therapy and releasing muscle tension, the biggest thing to look for are other muscles that are involved in that primary tight area. So if your complaint is in the front, you look in the back. If the complaint is in the right side or the inside of the knee, you look to the outside of the knee. So you always look at the opposing muscle groups. This, I'm giving away, is a secret among secrets when it comes to body work, when it comes to balancing out your structure so you don't have any longer excessively tight muscles or excessively weak muscles, thus creating joints that are unstable. Part of a pain-free lifestyle. So, injury, because I want to explain what a pain-free lifestyle is too. An injury, when it becomes a chronic state, it's defined somewhere between 3 to 6 months where it didn't fully go away, or it kind of stuck around, or it's like, hey, it hurts in the mornings, but you know, once I get moving, it's cool, and late at night, it starts coming back. Well, that's chronic. As you become more and more tight in the tissue, the issue becomes more of a problem. Thus, issues in my tissues. As you release the tension, as you return blood flow, nutrients, and take out the toxins, pain goes away. That's how I discovered a pain-free existence, was keeping my tissue to a degree of suppleness, softness, that I no longer maintained a degree of tightness that was painful. That is the recipe. Now, the diet, big part of it. The exercise, big part of it. But the recognition of having soft muscle tissue, appropriately, you know, muscle tone, because when I say soft, guys are like, I don't want to be soft. I want to be rock hard. Well, when you're at the beach, yes, but the rest of the time you want your body soft, pliable, flexible. Otherwise, you're crushing it. You're crushing your spine, just like I talked about earlier on the spine. You are having destructive, real destructive tension that's pushing the disc out and thus creating disease states. There's a great explanation that I learned from the chiropractic industry that, hey, you know, all of us, especially now today, we're in that computer mode. We're doing the tech, which is rounding our neck forward. Oh, my goodness. Should have brought that picture in. Maybe I'll show you real quick. There is a demonstration of proper posture, and your head is about 12 pounds. For every inch you come forward, it adds a larger degree of tension tightness on the structure. So a 2-inch from your ears being over your shoulders, a 2-inch forward lean equates to a 45-pound head. That is, whew, it's destructive. So now you got 45 pounds of pressure compression because your neck has to do certain tightnesses and things like that. You're crushing the literal disc space between your vertebrae, and thus, oh, I got this numbness going down my arms, or geez, I can't sleep at night, I got continuous headaches, you, whatever the symptoms may be, it's from that excessive compression. And muscles play a big part. So that's why the massage therapy, the chiropractic industry, really was a great marriage. You know, that one time they were a little bit in competition. Sometimes I think they are, but no, it's just like adding water to instant soup. You know, you got to create soup, psh, both work. But it wasn't the total answer. That's something that really blew my mind. When I found out about Alpha Biotics, Alpha who? Yes, Alpha Biotics. That was the mind-opening event of aha. This is why we're not fully healing. This is why we are always maintaining some type of dis-ease state or a lack of being in the flow, a lack of optimal wellness, expressing optimal wellness, moving freely, having energy, all those basic life force energy things that we think take for granted when we're young but wish we had when we're older. So Alpha Biotics came to my life, and the explanation is stress, gravity, gravitational is a stress. mental stresses, physical, spiritual stretches, not doing the thing that you love and do, or mentally confining yourself, create a distortion in your mind-body field. A distortion, yes, creates an incomplete communication in your mind and body makeup. So this tension, tightness, stress of the mind, stress in the body, go about the causative reason. It's the explanation of why we can fully heal is when we can fully tap into our left and right brain hemisphere and be at an alpha state, kind of be at that at one-ment with self. When you are that at one-ment with self, you are better able to tune into your inner voice. Some would say the infinite, but let's just go for the inner voice. You start to be guided to make choices of, let's eat this food or don't eat at all. Very interesting. It's becoming way more popular nowadays to have intermittent fasting. It's in the blogosphere. It's in actual, you go in the grocery store and they're talking about it on magazine stands. This intermittent fasting, which many religions have been doing for thousands and thousands of years, is now taking a big stream hold of understanding. And for many people, benefiting wisely. And here's in short what's going on. People stop eating sometime dinner time, go to bed. When they wake up, they may do maybe coffee or some juices or something, but they're not eating until maybe 12 o'clock or 2 o'clock into the afternoon. And from 2 o'clock until dinner time is their eating cycle. This has provided a lot of benefit for many people because you are now, one, controlling food in a better manner. You're timing your body when it's better able to bring in food, process food, digest food, eliminate food than the other times of the day. So what you're finding is you're coming into an alignment with how your body processes energy, as opposed to insulting it. Oh, I'm hungry again. I'm nutritionally deficient, but I'm hungry as can be. This is where the minerals come in. Oh my God. When you start getting mineralized, when you start getting minerally full, your gas tank rises up, your desire for food just drops. It is amazing. I'm still in that cannot believe it stage, but I'm a part of it. I'm existing in it. I'm easily fasting until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And the amount of food that I'm now currently eating is at least half than what I used to eat just maybe 6 months ago. It's an amazing thing because my energy is even higher. My sleep, oh my goodness, 6.5 hours, 6 to 6.5. If I do more than 6.5, I get what's called bed rot. You're kind of stiff, like, oh man, I stayed in the bed too long. But bing, 6 hours, you're like, okay, I guess I'm ready. And it doesn't take but 2 minutes of moving around before you even hit the shower that my body's like, bing, and energy's on. The radiation of life is running through me. How is that? Why is that? Well, when you're not excessively tight, when your tissues are not overwhelmingly insulted, they're able to regenerate. They're able to recover. That's what I talked about, what recovery actually feels like. Recovery is the ability to bounce back, the ability to go endure stress. It could be a mental stress. It could be you read a book, you go to sleep, wake up, your eyes are fresh, your brain is fresh, boom. Or it could be from a physical activity. You run a marathon. It's going to take you a while to recover. But check this out. You submerge your body into an ice tank. Because of that contracted state after that long, lengthy compounding the body and the tightness and the tension and also the onward of expanding, because you're running, you're expanding. As soon as you put yourself in that freezing water, your body just tightens up and tightens up and tightens up and contracts and it pushes stuff out of your cells. It pushes the waste out of your cells. And then if you get out of the water and you start to relax again, and woo. Now, I've had several marathoners, because I haven't ran a marathon, say that if I don't do that, I will spend way more time recovering than having done the ice bath. He said, as a matter of fact, I can go up and down the stairs if I do the ice bath. But if I run a marathon and don't do the ice bath, I'm suffering for 2 or 3 days. Now, this cat, he's I don't know, he's a marathonaholic, so he runs marathons quite often, and 50-mile and 100-mile races. So he knows what he's talking about. Now, I can't give you that personal experience, but I can give you the experience of being in an ice tub. And it does make things super contract, and it's exhilarating as can be. And then when you relax and when you get out, you feel this increased blood flow, this tingling, it's sometimes for some people it's painful, but it's the blood that's coming back to the tissue. And this is the flow of life, life energy. This is the secret. This is the expansion contraction. Because oftentimes, expansion contraction, like in a child to an adult to an aged person, takes a long period of time. But something as engine, a gasoline or diesel engine, you know what's happening at a super, super fast rate? Expansion. Boom! The fire plug goes off. It creates a little explosion with a little mist of gas and the compression, and then the cylinder is thrown out. So that was the expansion part. And then the other cylinder is pushing out gas. It's pushing out the waste products. So you get this back and forth movement, expansion, contraction, and that's horsepower. Very interesting how our whole society oftentimes is the underlying principle is through expansion and contraction. So you have the very way of how we move in life. You have our own cells at a mitochondrial level. It's creating energy, expanding, contracting. Your cell is getting rid of toxins, bringing in new material, new information. Expansion, contraction. When you're tight, when you're chronically tight, you are in a contracted state. You are thus, even if you take a week off, you're not recovering because the chronic tension does not permit the flow of energy, the return of nutrients, the regeneration process. Because once you really take hold of the idea and the understanding and the knowing that my body is making itself over, over and over again, then you will consider applying more things in your life today in order to have a better tomorrow. Because otherwise, you know, what are you here for? So when I understand that my bone structure takes maybe 5 years, depends on what expert you listen to, because clearly you can break a bone, and you've heard this several times, you can break a bone, and within 2 years, provided you don't re-injure it and do things like that, that break will be stronger than the previous bone structure. Now, isn't that crazy? Yes, you can heal to such a degree that that bone is now stronger than what it was previous to the injury. And it takes about 2 years for that to occur. So that has to tell you that the molding process, the recovery, the regeneration process of a bone takes a while. Nerves, 9 months. Scratch your skin, tissue, it could be 30 days. So every part of your body has this regeneration, this death, life cycle, contraction, expansion cycle of the cells. And you get to play a part in it. You get to sprinkle in some good love. You get to sprinkle in some good nutrition. You get to sleep better. You get to treat and love yourself better. And then what becomes of that? Woo, optimal wellness. You got to make big room in your head for a new thought process, because most of us, we have been beat up badly by our culture, not let alone with our own thoughts, our own mind. But through this beating up, we don't believe in ourselves. We don't believe we're worth it. We don't believe that we're the expense of it. And it's not an expense. It's an investment. You are investing in your future. So like if you put $5 away today, 12 days later, 1 month later, you know, times 12 would be $60. So in a month's time, you're kind of regenerating things at a 1 to 12 rate. So how much money, how much love, how much effort do you want to put into investing in your own body, investing in your own mind? These are things we need to consider. and not look at it as an expense, or it's like, oh dear God, I got to go to this exercise class again. No, it's like, ooh, I'm going to go to this exercise class and I'm going to explore what it feels like to stretch a little more, or what it feels like to push myself cardio-wise a little bit more, or maybe not push at all and just relax and take it in a different manner. You don't always have to be nose to the grinding wheel on that. So, contraction, expansion, ideas. Check this out. You could have a great idea. It's like, oh, wow, and then this could happen. Or it could be a business thought, and, ooh, and this and that could happen. And then another part of your mind says, oh, that's stupid. That's silly. Where are you going to get the money? Who's going to give you the permission or the this or the that? And so each time you have birthed a new idea, there is this other side of that beat-up idea, the contracted state. So now you have to start to use this formula in your own mind. What are you doing when you think most of the time? Are you thinking in a contracted state, in a limited state? Are you thinking in what I like to call stinking thinking, where it's like, well, probably not going to work, but we'll do it, or it's not worth doing. And when you start out with an attitude like that, you pretty much get what you focus on. So, rosy thinking, what does that smell like? Smells like possibilities. The possibility of existing in a way that you may not have existed before. That's why I'm saying expand your mind, because as you feel better, as you become pain-free, there's so much more room for you to offer in your own life, to become conscious in your own life and helping others. But my goodness, if you're not able to help yourself, it's really, really tough to help others and to spread the love that we all have. So let's see. Last topic here. Expansion and contraction of ideas. Expansion and contraction of working out. Why do we work out? Mainly to expand and contract our muscles. Push and release. You breathe oftentimes with such exercises. So you are continuously working your mind, working your body in this inward-outward flow of life. Because if you are not breathing in and breathing out, or I should say if you're barely breathing in and barely breathing out, then the ability for new ideas, the ability to get rid of some stinking thinking, it's limited. It's held up. But as you become more in the flow state of life, when you're breathing in deeply, and I mean taking your time to expand your rib cage, to lift up your chest and to bring air into those lungs and then push it all out. Because I've said this years ago, but I haven't said it recently. If you take your lung tissue out of your lungs and put it on a tennis court, it would cover half a tennis court. So get this visual. You got all this lung tissue inside of the lungs, the very air you breathe in, and it has a surface area. That's what I mean. The tissue has a surface area, if you put it out cell by cell, to cover half a tennis court. So when you go to a tennis court, when you see one on TV, think about how much would it take for me to breathe in to get enough air to cover a half of a tennis court. It's an amazing possibility. When you learn about these things, when you start to breathe in deeper and get this, aha, I understand what he means, this euphoric understanding, man, life becomes really wonderful. Life becomes much more enjoyable, a little slow it down, appreciate nature, as opposed to being in a traffic jam and creating cholesterol clumps and being all tight and hyper and looking over and seeing other people just stressing you out. You want to slow down, breathe in, relax, and be that who you are. It's that simple. But who you are is way beyond what your tissue is. That's what I want you to know. You're not your body. It's a part of your whole the whole package deal. This is what some people call your meat suit. But your body is certainly a reflection of how you are handling life. And so if it's riddled with tissues that have issues, this is a way to go about addressing them. I've been issue free in the tissues for over 20 years. So I have a platform to stand on. I have a program by which I follow and teach others to help become pain free, because life is way more than just being pain free. But good Lord, how about let's just get to that step first? Let's get to a point and place where pain doesn't dictate whether I go out and play with my grandchild today, or doesn't dictate whether I can actually show up to work because, oh, this low back is just killing me. This is where our life is today. We're in so much great pain that we need to stop, slow down, take a deep breath. Not one, not two, maybe three deep breaths, because let's face it, you guys ain't breathing. And slow your mind down to the beginning and the thoughts and the capacity of learning a new you, the capacity of developing a better body next year than you have this year, because I'm pretty excited. When I come upon age 60, 60 is going to look at me and just tremble in the boots, because I'm going to kick 60's butt all up and down the sidewalk. Because it's, for me, it's going to be about half life. In my mind, I'm going to make it to maybe 120, 110 for sure. I mapped it out. I already know how it's going to feel. I already know what it looks like. And 60 is halfway to 120, all right? And if you ain't kicking butt at 60, and if you're not firing on all cylinders at 60, good luck reaching 70, you know, maybe 80. But if you understand life and the capacity that you have to regenerate a better body next year, heck, next month, the regenerative process that our body has, the capacity, the capabilities are still being studied. They're still being mind-blowingly discovered. And yet here we lie in a state of self-doubt, self-realization, and disconnected to who we are, disconnected to our inner voice. Shouldn't do that. Stop exercising. Drink this water. Do whatever it is that inner voice is mentioning. And reconnect with life. Breathe in nature. Go out, appreciate nature. It's the most beautiful time of the year because you have all of these colors. The sky is a really lovely blue. Not too many aerosols going on right now. And so now you have the canopy of trees, which are tans, browns, brilliant yellows, and still green. And you got all of these dynamic colors for your eyes to drink in, because that is food. It really is food. It's food for the eyes, food for the soul. And when you're listening to nature, that's food for your ears. Because I heard this the other day and I thought, you know, you're absolutely right. The ears are the only thing in your body that you can't really close off. You don't have ear lids. Like, what? You're right. Unless you go about putting the headphones or something on, you cannot tune out the world. So you're constantly listening. Even when you're sleeping, you're listening. The house creaks, the mouse moves, whatever's going on, your ears are always functioning. Isn't that something? So your brain does have the opportunity to take rest and downtime, but it's still functioning. It's still enlarged and in charge. That's all. TalkTainmentRadio.com. This is the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. Thanks for listening.
Holla. the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.